ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி, அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் த டெப்த் ஆஃப் அ மேன்ஸ் லவ் ஃபார் ஹிஸ் லேடி ஆஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் குறுந்தொகை 199 பென் பை பரணர். த வேர்ஸ் இஸ் சிச்சுவேட்டட் இன் த ஹில்ஸ் ஆஃப் குறிஞ்சி அண்ட் ஸ்பீக்ஸ் இன் த வாய்ஸ் ஆஃப் த மேன் டு ஹிஸ் ஹார்ட் இன் ரெஸ்பான்ஸ் டு த கான்ஃபிடான்ஸ் மெசேஜ் தட் த லேடி ஹஸ் பீன் கன்ஃபைன்ட் to her house. பெறுவது இயையாது ஆயினும் உருவது ஒன்று உண்டுமன் வாழிய நெஞ்சே, தின்தேர் கைவள் ஓரி கானம் தீண்டி எரிவழி கமழும் நெறிவடு கூந்தல் மயிர் ஓதி மாயூழ்வையின் இன்றையன்ன நட்பின் இந்நோய் இருமுறை என ஒன்று இன்றி மறுமை உலகத்து மண்ணுதல் பெறினே. If not in this, in the next for sure, is the promise within this one. The opening words, peruvathu iyayathu aayinum, meaning even if obtaining is impossible, talks about a desire that seems unlikely to come true. In the previous song, we met with Kari alias Malayan, and in this one, we meet up with another renowned historical character, Ori, as echoed in the words, Thinther Kaibal Ori, meaning Ori, the one who has powerful chariots and generous hands. Proclaiming the beauty of the lady appears the words Neribadu Kundal Mayir Vodi Mayol, meaning she of the wavy, coal dark, well-oiled tresses, the one with dark skin. Irumurai Yana Undri Indri, meaning without a thing called end, hints about an undying emotion. Ending with the words Marumai Ulagattu Mannudal Perini, meaning in the next world it will stand steadfast, the verse welcomes us to know more. Abstractions about immortality seem to abound. The context reveals that the man and lady were leading a love relationship when slander spread across town and the lady's parents took to confining the lady to the house. When the confidant brought news of this to the man, he says, even if attaining is not possible, there is one gain for sure. May you live long, my heart. Caressing the forests of the generous Ori who wields powerful chariots blows a fragrant breeze, akin to which is the wavy, cold-hued, moist tresses of my dark-skinned lady. The bond I feel with her today, which gives rise to this love affliction, has no end, for it will survive and succeed in the next life indeed. With these words, the man expresses dejection at not being able to see the lady, and at the same time echoes the determination that their relationship knows no end. Time to explore the nuances. The man starts by talking about how, although it seemed impossible to attain something, there was one good that would arise here. What is that which is impossible to attain, and what could be the good to arise out of it? Instead of giving us a straight reply for these queries, the man starts to talk about a breeze. Not any old breeze, but the one that blows through the forests in the domain of King Ori, known all across land for his speedy chariots and generous nature. Blowing through Ori's land, this breeze carries an exquisite fragrance, and that is the very scent of my lady's wavy, thick, dark tresses, the man declares. Now we have the answer for question one. Seems like it's his lady love who is unattainable. From the description of his lady, the man moves to intangible things and talks about his bond with the lady, the very thing that's melting away his health. He declares that his relationship with the lady has no end whatsoever. So what if I cannot be with her in this life? In the next, our love will bloom again for sure, he says. So the good to arise out of this is the man's unshakable belief that his relationship with the lady is not going to go away by the actions of others, but will live on in lives that follow. A declaration of trust and love that will no doubt move the confidant to help the man if he were to decide to do something about his love in this life itself. It's my view that the man talks about his unending bond in lives to come only to reiterate the belief in how valuable it is to him and to find the strength to do what it takes to reach for and find joy in this one life that lies ahead. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.